And Matt Bevin joins us now with what's going on in the world. What's going on in the White House, though?
Yeah,
the mooch, she's gone.
Absolutely. For the first 6 months of the Trump administration, Fran, the president managed to mostly keep his White House together. On the 2nd of June, Mike Dubke resigned as communications director after 88 days in the job. He was replaced by Sean Spicer, who took on the dual roles of White House press secretary and communications director until they could fill one job or the other. 11 days ago, the president celebrated 6 months in office. The 11 days since then, I think you'll agree, Fran, have been nothing short of astonishing. Mm. On the 21st of July, 10 days ago, apparently with the president's son-in-law Jared Kushner's blessing, Trump appointed Wall Street financier Anthony Scaramucci as White House communications director. Whoops, that's Verdi's Requiem. I'm not sure how that got in there. Anyway, reports indicate that Sean Spicer immediately resigned in protest. Scaramucci, or the Mooch, as he prefers to be called, was very gracious towards his predecessor.
I want to thank personally Sean Spicer, not only on behalf of myself, the president, the administration, but Sean is a true American patriot. He's a military serviceman. He's got a great family. And he's done an amazing job. This is obviously a difficult situation to be in, and I applaud his efforts here, and I love the guy, and I wish him well, and I hope he goes on to make a tremendous amount of money.
In the next few days, the Mooch made a number of interesting statements in interviews which drew attention to him, like this one on Fox News.
What I don't like about Washington is people do not let you know how they feel. They're very nice to your face, and then they take a shiv or a machete, and they stab it in your back. I don't like it. You know, Anthony,
okay,
I'm a Wall Street guy, and I'm more of a front-stabbing person.
He then called New Yorker reporter Ryan Lizza on Thursday to Friday night, our time, and made a number of astonishing quotes, including criticizing White House chief strategist Steve Bannon's affinity for the media, saying, quote, "I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own." He also criticised Reince Priebus, the White House Chief of Staff, for allegedly leaking information about him to the press, and called Reince Priebus a f***ing paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac. The following morning after that interview, he called CNN to make some strong statements about leakers.
Those are the types of leaks that are so treasonous that 150 years ago, people would have actually been hung for those types of leaks. And the leaking won't stop. As you know from the Italian expression, the fish stinks from the head down. But I can tell you two fish that don't stink, okay? And that's me and the president. I don't like the activity that's going on in the White House.
The Mooch used an interesting metaphor for his relationship with the White House Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus.
Some brothers are like Cain and Abel. Other brothers can fight with each other and then get along. I don't know if this is repairable or not. That will be up to the president, but he's the chief of staff.
Cain and Abel was an apt metaphor in the end, as Reince Priebus was asked to resign by the president a day after that interview. Some reports suggest that the president didn't like the fact that Priebus didn't respond to the Mooch's criticism in kind. Priebus's replacement as White House Chief of Staff is four-star General John Kelly, who is being moved from his role as the Secretary of Homeland Security into being the White House Chief of Staff. Previously, the Mooch was reporting directly to the president, but apparently Kelly said he wanted Mooch to report to him instead, and then the president. The two disagreed about that, and the Mooch was asked to resign only minutes after John Kelly was sworn in. Ironically enough, news of the Mooch's booting was leaked to the press well before the official statement came out. So to be clear, within 10 days, Trump hired Mooch, Spicer resigned in protest. Mooch forced Priebus to resign, Kelly gets Priebus's job, Kelly fires Mooch. Within the last hour, as we go to air in the East, the new White House press secretary who replaced Sean Spicer, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, has been speaking to the media, and she faced some pretty tough questions.
Francesca.
Thank you, Sarah. When Sean Spicer resigned, it was for a clean slate. Now that Anthony Scaramucci resigned, that's also for a clean slate. Has the slate been totally cleaned at this point? Should we expect any more staff shakeups? Everybody else in senior staff positions is planning to remain for this time?
Yes, they are.
She was asked whether Mooch's booting was due to issues with the chain of command or because of the vulgar interview he gave to the New Yorker.
Look, the president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position. And he didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession, as I think we've made clear a few times over the course of the last couple of days to several of you individually. But General Kelly has the full authority to operate within the White House, and all staff will report to him.
Other news sources are reporting that Scaramucci was drawing too much media attention to himself, and the president doesn't like that. Here's some of the president's criticism of former FBI director James Comey after the president fired him.
He's a showboat. He's a grandstander.
Sources from CBS and CNN both report that Scaramucci was essentially escorted from the White House property. And so ends the saga of Mooch, Fran. Very briefly, there is some other sad news from the United States. US actor and playwright Sam Shepard has died overnight at the age of 73. Shepard wrote more than 40 plays and won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for Buried Child in 1979. He went on to be nominated for Best Supporting Actor Oscar for The Right Stuff in 1983 and starred in films like Black Hawk Down, and co-wrote the cult classic Paris, Texas as well. He's died at his home in Kentucky.
Clever guy, and I loved him as an actor. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, friend.